Sparkle Jets UK from their Best of Friends album doing a Wonderments cover in and around Greg Lake. Yeah, I think in high school. That's where I hung around, Greg Lake. No, wait, I did not. Before the Sparkle Jets UK, how about Ramones? Do you remember Rock and Roll Radio? John Lennon was name-dropped in that song. We've got a mock coming up in a mere few minutes. And by minutes, I have another set of music. And then the mock. But we're going to celebrate the life of John Lennon because it was on this day that he was killed. He was shot. He was murdered 43 years ago. Before the Ramones, how about the RPMs? From their Temporary Satisfaction LP, released 43 years, it was from like the late 70s, early 80s. These were some demos from the RPMs that never got released. It finally saw the light of day recently. Temporary Satisfaction, the name of the album, come out. Or Another Sunday is what I played from there. And before that, the Flash Cubes, doing their version of the Paley Brothers, Come Out and Play. Start of the entire set, I think. Yeah, back it up. Get the little beeper. Beep, beep, beep. Yep, we're backing up. Sea Dick Run from Detroit, Michigan. And Good Thing. I used to, and you know what? And I still have, and I know where it is. I actually still have the answering machine with the cassette in it that I think at one point Jim Edwards from Sea Dick Run left me a message. And I don't have it for that reason, but I think that's on there. I'm just saying this. I'm saying this out loud so that if I go back to that answering machine in my basement, I look at it and I pull it out and I put the cassette in, it'll probably sound like because it's been sitting in my basement for like 45 years. But outside of that, I remember Jim Edwards back a long, long time ago when I actually promoted a concert with CJ Cron. Good guys. You know what? We do have a mock, and that mock is coming up. It is a mock of John Lennon's death. That is indeed coming up. I want one more set. I'm inspired. I'll tell you, yes, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. I will tell you, yes, that nearly 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That's one out of every five children. But Feeding America is a nationwide network of local food banks, together sourcing and distributing more than 3 billion, that's a B, 3 billion meals to people in need. So if you're out there doing DoorDash, think of this, 3 billion deliveries, not just the 7 you have today. But with your help, Feeding America can help fill the fridges of children and families who need it most. Find out more at feedingamerica.org or find your local food bank. Learn out more on how you can help solve child hunger. Because together we can actually solve hunger. This message brought to you by the Feeding America and, of course, your good friends at WRCT. Pittsburgh. Again, one more set of music, and then we get into my John Lennon mock. I kind of want to... My sorbet into the mock is a song and an artist that sounds a whole lot like John Lennon because it's Sean Lennon.
Please don't ask me why, but true as the sky, time and plenty of wine, the weight of the world there in your eyes. Nothing good will ever come to you unless you try, try, try. You'll find yourself in trouble if you cannot tell a lie. It's easy as pie. Thank you. is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over, and you are just begun. So this is Christmas. I hope you have fun, the near and the dear ones, the old and the young. And so this is Christmas, for weak and for strong, for rich and for poor ones, the road is so long. And so happy Christmas, and a happy new year. Let's hope it's a good one, without any. Black and for white, for yellow and want you to tell me what you intend to do now. How many times do I have to tell you, darling, I'm still in love with you now?
Wings, Paul McCartney and Wings wrapping up that set of music that I felt I had to get into the mock, or not into the mock, into the set before we get to the mock. Yeah, went back to Wings Over America, the deluxe edition of that with Wings doing the Moody Blues Go Now, a song that was written by Denny Lane, who was in Wings, but he was also an original member of Moody Blues, and sadly, he passed away this week. So I was like, how can I make that tribute happen to Denny Lane? I'm like, oh, here it is. It's him and a band doing a cover of his old band. That's how I do it. Before that, The Alarm, the only holiday song you'll probably hear in this show tonight. It's a little early in the season. And by early, it's like 2 weeks before the holiday, but it's early for the Monster. Doing Happy Christmas, the Lennon penned War Is Over track, The Alarm on that one. Sean Lennon, speaking of a Lennon, Sean Lennon from Friendly Fire started off the entire set with Wait For Me, getting us to it, and I'm glad. Did you wait for me? Hopefully you waited to be here for the mock, because it is time for that mock. Before we get into the mock, I got to remind you that some of the music played here on WRCT has been provided by Attic Records, because you know what? They're one of our proud sponsors. They support WRCT. They're located in Millvale. They're open 7 days a week, and they sell new and used records and CDs. They're family-owned and operated. They are located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. Again, more information about Attic Records can be found online at atticrecordsstoreinc.com or calling them up at 412-821-8484. But as I said, today for my Friday night listeners, yeah, my Encore listeners, you're like, what was that? But today, December 8th, marks the 43rd anniversary of the passing. That's what we say, the passing. The passing of John Lennon. My rocket attorney reached out to me, and he said, you know what I was doing? Do you remember? Do you remember what you were doing? Because he said, I know what I was doing when that happened. And I said, what? And he told me this long, long story, because his stories, as much as he'll tell you, hey, can I have 30 seconds of your time? 17 minutes later, he's still talking to you. So he told me a story about what he was doing when he found out that John Lennon passed. And sadly, I don't have enough time on my show to relay that entire story, but I will tell you the story after we get through the first set of songs. You know, these are songs about John Lennon's death. That was the criteria of the mock. We're starting off with something from the Cranberries. Yeah, the Cranberries on the Mockster Show? Yes, the Cranberries with a song called I Just Shot John Lennon. It's a John Lennon mock.
John Lennon died. Julian died. wish I could go back to 1980. Out there on the sidewalk, I'd be waiting, yelling, "Look out, John, there's a fool with a gun." He'd duck right back inside the Dakota, safe in the arms of Yoko Ono, and wake up to that December 9th sun. But I don't have a time machine, and times are changing radically. I tell you, John, what really gets to me, then make your vocals pitch perfect and make your image squeaky clean. Your life is now a three-ring circus. You can download it all for free. Shoe sales and fix your single, or watch your record sales dwindle. I think the end is just about beginning. What would you do, John? It ain't radio friendly. They'll put you with some cookie cutter writing love songs as smooth as butter. You start to lose your identity. What happened back in 64 always left me wanting more. The future's got me running for the door. Then make your vocals pitch perfect and make your John, there's a fool with a gun. Then make your vocals pitch perfect and make your image squeaky clean. Your life is now a three-ring circus. You can download it all for free. Shoe sales and fix your single and watch your record sales dwindle. I think the end is just about beginning. What you do, John Lennon?
We are midway through a John Lennon was killed on this day mock. That's what I'm going to call it. December 8th, 1980 is when that happened. Got 10 songs lined up. I just played 5. That was Billy Crane by suggestion from his Creole Shoes with the song John Lennon. Before that, television personalities from, I think, 1989 is when Privilege came out. Pulled that off the vinyl because that's what WRCT owns, is the vinyl with All My Dreams Are Dead. The Elevator Drops gave us Lennon Is Dead. Also played The Wall of Voodoo from 1985. Again, going back to the original vinyl from 7 Days in Sammy's Town with Far Side of Crazy, and start off that entire set with The Cranberries doing their song I Shot John Lennon. Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. I'm celebrating the life of John Lennon by songs about him being dead. It's not a morbid thing. It's a reality thing. That's what we'll say. You know, I played the Billy Crane. That was a last-minute addition. In fact, if you were hoping to hear something by The Vaccines, it's not going to happen because I pulled that out of the mock so I could fit the Billy Crane in, because my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, reached out to me and said, hey, Mockster, Billy Crane, who sometimes, well, once, listened to your radio show, has a song, and that fits within the mock, and it did. It was a very good song, good request. Who is it? Who is my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie? He's this dude who does a radio show each and every Thursday at 8 p.m. called Courts in Session. He's an actual attorney. He is. So that's why he's your rockin' attorney. He plays new and newer music by old and older bands, classic bands. Not old bands, but classic bands who have new music. So it's rock and roll, it's country, it's soul, it's a bunch of all that. Again, it's called Courts in Session. It's each and every Thursday at 8. Now, when he reached out to me about that song, I said, Mr. Lurie, what were you doing? Do you remember what you were doing? Because I'm like, do you remember when Kennedy got shot? He goes, nope, wasn't alive. I said, okay, what about the shuttle? When that exploded? Oh, yeah. And he told me, I remember distinctly. I go, what about Lennon? When Lennon died, do you remember what you were doing? And here's the story he told me. He said, you know what, Mockster, you've talked about this on your radio show before, but this is actually the true story. He goes, I was in the third grade, and I heard that John Lennon died, and that's when I got the nickname Big Fudge. You know what? We can't control what happens when we learn tragic things like that. Some Flaming Lips going into set number 2 of a John Lennon Is Dead mock.
I was born the day they shot JFK. The way you look at me sucks me down the sidewalk. Somebody please tell this machine I'm not a machine. Thank you. shoot somebody in the mouth first thing tomorrow.
Day time. started with the banging of my head. Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, and Slayer taught me how to shred. I gotta admit though, sometimes I would listen to the radio. Debbie Gibson, tell me that you think we're all alone. Michael Jackson's in the mirror. I gotta have faith if I wanna see clear. Never gonna give you up. Wish me love, a wishing well. It takes two to make a thing go right. If the Fresh Prince starts a fight, don't you worry for too long, 'cause you know
these are the songs.
These are my heart songs. They never feel wrong. And when I wake, for goodness sake, these are the songs I keep singing. Back in 1991, I wasn't having any fun, till my roommate said, come on and put a brand new record on. Had a baby on it, he was naked on it. Then I heard the chords that broke the chains I had upon me. Got together with my bros in some rehearsal studios. Then we played our first rock show.
I was reading a magazine and thinking of a rock and roll song. The year was 1954 and I hadn't been playing that long when a man came on the radio and this is what he said. He said, I hate to break it to his fans, but Johnny Ace is dead. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I really wasn't such a Johnny Ace fan, but I felt bad all the same. So I sent away for his photograph and I waited till it came. It came all the way from Texas with a sad and simple face. And they signed it on the bottom from the late, great Johnny Ace. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stones, the year after JFK,
staying up all night and giving the days away. And the music was flowing, amazing and blowing. On a cold December evening, I was walking through the Christmas time when a stranger came up and asked me if I had heard John Lennon die. And the two of us went to this bar and we stayed to close the flames. And every song we played was for the late great Johnny.
Chapel, take the lead off the roof, run along the aisle, lick the candle and the pew, sell the whole congregation for a dollar or two. Capital love. Who rings the bell in the middle of the night? Selling you insurance for a friend that's died, flogging you flowers while the tears have dried. Capital love.
Criticize your plans as a communist dream.
Set you up nothing but utopian cream.
Sell you back the water from your mountain stream.
Capital love.
Who shot Martin Luther King? Who shot J.R.?
Who got JFK in the sights and blew him out of the car?
Who the hell shot John Lennon? Who's gonna shoot Ringo or Paul?
Dollar bill, capital shot them all. Grab you at the airport, let you up at the shops. Shot you 5 pounds, sell your last night's slops. Try to clean your window every time your car stops. Capital love. That's how they treat your Jane and Jack. Chance to invest and get a little bit back. Turn the whole town into 2-bed flats. Capital love.
Indians in where the cowboys build.
Make you feel guilty about the oil they spill.
Try to get your sponsor in a leopard they kill.
Capital love.
Who shot Martin Luther King? Who shot J.R.?
Who got JFK in the sights and threw him out of the car?
Who the hell shot John Lennon? He's gonna shoot Ringo or Paul.
Bill, capital shot them all.
It takes your favorite singer before they died. Leave every tape running for the hurt you buy. Dig the bastard up, record the cry. Capital love.
capital love, capital love. Who put Reagan in a bulletproof vest? Who ex Mark Spock a Malcolm X? The same cold caller I don't want to text. Capital love, capital love, capital love, capital love, capital love, capital love, capital love.
Yeah.
from 1981's Controversy album, Prince. Prince Rogers Nelson wrapping up that set of music celebrating the life of John Lennon through his death. Yeah, a bunch of songs that talked about shooting, killing, John Lennon being dead, the day John Lennon died, all of that. Second set of that music wrapped up again with Prince doing Annie Christian. Again, coming off a controversy. Before that, it was Paul Heaton and Jackie Abbott. Now Paul was in the House Martins, and then later the Beautiful South, and then Jackie joined the Beautiful South in like the mid-90s, and then they put out the solo album Wisdom, Laughter, and Lines post Beautiful South. Capital Love was the song I played for you. Paul Simon from, I think, 83 is when the Heart and Bones album came out with the late, great Johnny Ace. Played some Weezer off the Red album with Heart Songs and start off everything from 1989's In a Priest-Driven Ambulance by the Flaming Lips on the Restless record label, in case you are taking notes at home, with a five-stop Mother Superior Rain. All songs talking about John Lennon and his death in some way, because today celebrated the 43rd anniversary of the passing of John Lennon. You know what? You might not witness bullying every day, but guess what? Your kid does. And I'm not saying that they're the target. They might be the bully, but you know what? Sometimes if they're neither, they want to help, but they don't know how. So here's five things that you can tell them that they can think about doing. One, tell a trusted adult about what's going on, like a family member, a teacher, a coach. Help that person being bullied. Get them away from the situation. That helps out tremendously. Be a friend to that person being bullied. Set a good example and don't actually bully others. And don't give a bully an audience. Yeah. Don't talk about him on the news. Don't just anything. Just let it go quiet. That ticks him off even more, but that's even more fun because you know what? You win. If you go to stopbullying.gov, you can learn more about some safe and simple ways to that you and your child can be more than just a bystander. This message brought to you by your good friends here at 883FM WRCT Pittsburgh. You know, and I mentioned I played that Paul Heaton song, and I mentioned the Beautiful South, and I mentioned the House Martins. You know who's a huge House Martins fan? Huge! And you wouldn't think about this if you listen to his radio show. It's Mando Richard. Yeah, the guy who likes to have whiskey before breakfast every Wednesday morning at 11 a.m., oh, wait, Whiskey Before Breakfast, he might do that, but he has a radio show called Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's an eclectic folk radio program. Then afterwards, at 1 p.m. on Wednesdays, he does an hour of bluegrass called The Black Diamond Show. Again, it's all here on WRCT, but yeah, he is a big, and I'm not making this up, he's actually a big House Martins fan, and I wanted to pass that along because when he first told me, I was like, wow, I like it when someone has some depth. Me, I am one-dimensional. I am. That's why I am the mockster. Here's a song that did not make the mock, but came very, very close from the Free album. 1989 is when this one also came out, from Concrete Blonde. It's God is a Bullet. It's the Viva La Mock radio program here on WRCT Pittsburgh.